When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 80. Say play ESPN, we're on your smart speaker. And by the way, just check out the ESPN app. If you don't already have it, download it. You probably already have it on your phone. You can listen to your boys anywhere. Pop in your ear pod, your AirPods, whatever they're called, your headphones.
AirPods.
Whatever AirPods, you stick in your ears to
AirPods,
hear things.
AirPods.
Earbuds. AirPods.
I know Key loses his AirPods all the time. Yeah.
I haven't lost any lately.
Really?
No, I've been good. Now you jinxed me.
Nah, yeah.
You know what's wild?
Why are you looking around for him? I see you looking on the desk did I bring him here?
I left him in the car.
You know what's wild about them? If they ever fall, they open and close so fast, and the AirPods go like flying.
Yeah, they go flying.
It's like a magic trick. You look, you're like, hold on, where did they go?
But Jay, I also discovered on my phone I could track them. Yeah. See, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
What?
Hey, man, I don't be liking all that stuff.
You can track them.
See, my dad's like, look, you ain't tracking me nowhere. The government ain't finding me. Ain't leaving no tracker on.
I'm just talking about the
it's the same thing.
You're like,
you got the GPS tracker about on your phone.
The government ain't worried about me, so they ain't no need to track me. I ain't doing nothing that the government got to worry about. Them.
My wife is like the government.
Someone's
tracking.
No, you
can track them. You can track them.
He told me at work, why are you down the street at the deli?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't know. What you? Jeez.
What?
I don't want to get into your personal.
No, see, don't go to the
Jay,
dark
Jay,
place.
Did she put the...
Jay, you're the one said I'm that. You literally...
Is the software in your phone where she knows exactly where you are?
Yeah. That switch is on.
Yeah, mine too.
I shared a location. Like,
yeah.
I mean, to each his own. You guys got to do what you got to do.
Yeah,
I wish I knew how to turn it off, but I don't.
You guys got to do what you got to do.
I just don't like it.
You got to do what y'all got to do, man. That's your personal space, man.
Like, why'd you leave the house? I was taking out the garbage.
This thing, guys, sorry. You got to answer a lot of questions, man.
Oh,
a lot of questions. Like, what? My friend just randomly called me. I'm just here. I'm right down the street. What's going on?
Yeah, man, y'all got a tough run.
I'm on my way. No, you're not. You haven't left the house yet.
But in my mind, I'm on my way. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I feel good for you guys.
So we've been talking about John Gruden all show and whether or not he deserves another chance and what all that means. And I suggest you download the podcast and listen to all that because we have not spoken about Jimmy G yet. He's returning to San Francisco. Is this in some way a good situation? Is it a best case scenario for Trey Lance to have Jimmy G there?
Key, can I tell you from my personal opinion, I know that we have talked openly about this, quarterbacks being sensitive and things need to be right, things that you have said about it. I think open competition is good.
Yes!
I want it. And just because there's somebody who got to the NFC Championship game the year prior, I know that I am that dude moving forward, and I think competition can bring the best out of Trey Lance. Now, look, you have to understand from the organization's perspective, they're trying to win a Super Bowl. So if you're not putting them on a trajectory to do that, then you got to move over if Jimmy G is better suited for that. Now, it may not give him the most time, but at the same time, I want to see how you respond to that. If you go out and if you take it, I don't subscribe to this whole notion of, I got to worry about my quarterback's feelings and, you know, is it too difficult? Go out and take it, man.
Yeah, Key, if Trey Lance couldn't handle that, you really want him as your quarterback if he couldn't handle a little competition?
There is no competition. There's no quarterback competition. They're bringing Jimmy G back to be the two and an emergency guy just in case Trey Lance gets hurt or Trey Lance isn't doing the things that they envision him doing when they made the decision to move on from Jimmy Garoppolo prior to his surgery.
No doubt. But, Key, the point is, for those who say the reason he's back, really, is he had a bad shoulder. The market didn't heat up for him. So now they have a commodity that they could either use or trade when someone else gets hurt and he shows his shoulder's okay. But for people who would say the reason they wanted to move on from Jimmy G is young quarterback, he's going to make mistakes, you don't need a controversy if he has a couple bad games. And Jay's point to me, Jay, correct me if I'm wrong, but I agree with this point, seems to be that, look, if you got Trey Lance and that kicks up, he should be able to handle that. If anything, that should make him better. And if it doesn't, is that really your quarterback?
Right. Well, it can still be your quarterback for the future. You just have Jimmy G, who's there as a backup that can actually help your team continue to
progress. So what about that issue, Key? What about that point, right?
I don't know Trey Lance personally, so I don't know his mustard. I don't know what he's willing to give, if he's willing to fight it off. I don't know. I would assume so, because he's been in competition his entire life. I would assume that it wouldn't bother him. I'm assuming that when he came in as a rookie, he was trying to take the job. He wasn't trying to just be a guy who was a rookie to hang around and chill and learn. He was trying to become the starter. So I would think that that would be the same mindset that he approaches this with in week one when Jimmy starts to join in for practice, is that I'm going to hold Jimmy Garoppolo off. And I'm going to continue to show them that this is the reason they moved up to get me.
Yeah, and that's what – when you say you don't know them, that's the point. You find out about people under pressure or in those situations, and I would want to find out about them that way. I mean, my plan would have been to keep Jimmy G the whole time, but they wound up keeping him so far, but not for the – you know.
But, Max, they kept Jimmy G, right?
Yeah.
There's always – look, nobody's going into – a plan with a quarterback and going into something without a plan with a quarterback or a plan with a star player. They've always had plan A, plan B, plan C. Well, if this doesn't happen, this is what we're going to do. They're not just letting the months go by and then all of a sudden wake up one day and say, oh, he's still here. I guess this is what we're going to do. They've already, at the end of the season, said to themselves, what if this happens? What if this happens? What if that don't happen? What are we going to do? They already got that. That conversation went on so long ago. That's why they were able to come and say, we got $6 million for you and we got some incentives. Because we couldn't move you, this is the deal. And we'll see how it goes. That's what happened.
Max, look at their first four games of the season. At Bears versus Seahawks, at Broncos will be a tough game, versus Rams, tough game. They should be 2-0 or maybe 3-1.
Yeah, actually, the dangerous ones to me for Trey Lance are the early games because you're supposed to win them.
At Bears, Seahawks, right?
Like, you need to start 2-0. If you lose one of those games, people will already be like, uh-oh. I mean, I guess Seattle's a divisional rival, whatever. But so a lot of people compare Jimmy G and Trey Lance, for obvious reasons, to Alex Smith and Patrick Mahomes, because Alex Smith was a good quarterback, but not a great one. He couldn't get them over the top. Now they have Mahomes. He was electric, more talented, and, you know, okay. So Trey Lance, the odds are remote that anyone ever becomes Patrick Mahomes, of course. There's only been one so far. And Garoppolo's gotten them farther than Alex Smith, you know, got them. So it's not what about this comparison, though? What about the comparison from the 49ers transition from Alex Smith to Colin Kaepernick? Because Kaepernick was a big upside guy, but not as polished as Mahomes, right? Kaepernick, in that way, may be more like Trey Lance may be more like Kaepernick than like Patrick Mahomes.
I mean, but Alex Smith had a concussion issue. He was hurt, right? This has always kind of felt like since the beginning that Kyle Shanahan knew that Jimmy G wasn't the guy, even as a starter. So I think the situations are slightly different. But as a guy coming into that starting role, I mean, Cap never gave the job back to Alex Smith. So getting to the Super Bowl,
that could
be the same. I think there are similarities, but I think they're still different.
Yeah, all of the situations are way different. Kaepernick took over because Alex Smith got hurt. Kaepernick was never drafted to take Alex Smith's job. He was drafted as a backup and second-round pick. That was a good pick for the Niners in Harbaugh at the time in Trent Baalke. Then eventually he came in, they caught fire, you don't change. Sort of kind of like the Nick Foles situation with Carson Wentz. That was never going to happen unless Carson Wentz got hurt. Carson Wentz got hurt. Nick Foles come in, couple games, win, yay, Super Bowl, win MVP. We're going to move forward. The next year, Carson Wentz gets his job. Quarterback situations always come up. This is why you have to have a quality backup quarterback. This is why backup quarterbacks are at a premium. If you can get a good one, you want to hold on to him for a lifetime. Chase Daniels hadn't taken a snap in 100 years. He's still making money because he's a backup. Okay, I played with Frank Reich. Frank Reich wasn't a starting quarterback in the National Football League. He was a backup for his entire career, but he was a quality backup quarterback. If anything would have happened to the starter, you knew you were in good hands for several games. And I think this is the smart move by the 49ers. If they couldn't move on, let's restructure and let's see what happens with Trey Lance. And if Trey Lance is there and he's not doing what he's supposed to do, we got Jimmy G that can.
Tim Kawakami, the Athletic Bay Area columnist on Canty and Carlin, said the following about Jimmy G and Trey Lance. Listen to this.
They don't know. You know, they don't know what they've got. He has not looked super sharp. There's no question about that. Who knows? If Garoppolo had been in these practices, maybe he'd look just the same. Like, you know, sometimes not playing is the greatest thing you can do to your value. Like, oh, my God, you have this, you know, image of Jimmy making these perfect passes, and maybe he wouldn't be doing them. I don't know. But right now, like, that is a question. I almost asked Shanahan that today, but I don't know what kind of answer he would have given. But, like, right now, if you took a poll of all the coaches and all the players, who's the best quarterback right now, they would say Jimmy Garoppolo, I'm pretty sure.
Hmm. So this is the issue with having Garoppolo on the team, and I get it. I find this happens often in politics, energy policy. Well, the planet's getting warmer. Yeah, but we need energy. So, like, we keep burning fossil fuels. Or short-term incentive trumps your long-term interest. Or boxing. Why are there so many belts? Well, because promoters know if you attach a belt to a fight in the short term, you make more money. Yeah, but then people get confused and they stop following the sport. But that's long term. Short term incentives usually are what shapes behavior more than long term interests, right? So having Jimmy G on the team, your short term incentive might be to play him because he might give you a better chance to win. But that interferes with your long term interest, which is to develop Trey Lance, which is why they wanted Jimmy G off the team, right? Would you say that's right or wrong?
Right. I don't think it really interferes with the development of Trey Lance.
I think they just wanted to get the clock going on Trey Lance.
Yeah.
But it makes it harder with Jimmy G there, they're saying, because if Trey Lance can't get it done, if he hits some bumps in the road, rather than let him navigate it, maybe the pressure will be there to play Jimmy.
Yeah, but I got a Super Bowl. I got a Super Bowl caliber team. I can't let a dude just navigate.
That's what I'm saying. It's high stakes, right? So, like, I just don't want my guy that's trying to figure it out with a team that's ready to win right now, I'd rather have Jimmy G in place who understands how to win right now while it gives him more time to prepare in case he needs it.
Well, that's why I would have always
win for the 49ers.
That's why I would have always kept Jimmy G.
And on top of that, it may kick Trey Lance to another level that Jimmy is there.
That's what Jay said. Why people who are so scared of that competition, why?
Run
compete?
Towards it, man.
No, it's not even scared. It's like, when you talk about you getting ready to bring in another receiver or you're going to draft, he ain't never going to play. So I'm not worried about him. All it's getting ready to do is take me from a 9 all the way to a 23.
But see, Keith, that's the mentality I want my QB to have. Like, you just saying that right there is the epitome of the mentality of somebody that goes after and gets it. Like, okay, just because he ain't never going to see the field. Like, I want –
right.
Trey Lance to think that
I'm
way.
I'm not saying Trey Lance is scared. I'm saying the media has been behaving as though Trey Lance should be scared of that. Why? Embrace it. And if he's not good enough, then guess what? You ain't got the quarterback you wanted anyway.
I don't think that's true.
No, I'm saying if he can't handle it, Jay. If the dude can't handle, like, someone pushing him, if the dude can't handle the noise about, oh, maybe Jimmy G should be starting, if the dude can't handle being benched, if he has 4, 3, 4, 5 bad games, then he ain't the quarterback of the future anyway.
Okay, I agree with that.
Keyshawn J. Will and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. If you're a renter, make sure you're protected. Renter's insurance includes options that cover stolen property, personal injury, and living expenses if your place is damaged. Quote renter's insurance at progressive.com. All right. What's the level of concern for teams with young quarterbacks, 0-50 or to the max. Shannon, come in on this, man. I want to play.
Uh-huh. All right, here we go. I'm going to lay this up for you guys. As you just said, Max, I want your level of concern, 0-50 or to the max for these young quarterbacks. We just talked about Trey Lance. So let's start there. Keyshawn, Trey Lance in San Francisco, level of concern for him there with the 49ers. What you got?
I would say, to the max. A level of concern because I don't know what he is. He hadn't particularly looked well in his preseason debuts or even to a point where he played a little bit mop-up duty at times a year ago. He just doesn't – I don't know what it is, and I haven't had the chance to see practice to really gauge what John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan thought of him. You know, I just don't know, but I'm concerned because if I don't know, that means something.
I would say low. It's apparent that I think Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch have him as the quarterback to be the future
for
the franchise.
Is that a zero or a 50? You only have three options.
50.
Okay.
50. I mean, obviously, they've seen something. Now, does it need more time to be fostered correctly? Potentially. But they made it pretty apparent that he is the future of their organization.
I would say I am at a 50. And the 50 represents the thing that Key said. I don't know. I just don't know.
You don't know, but these guys have seen him a ton.
I guess, but he's still like 1 year. He was always going to be a project with high upside, right? 1 year in the league, man, in the old days, that was normal, and you were still going to be no good in year two if you started, right? Like, so I don't know is a 50. Anyway.
All right, let's move on. Key, what's your level of concern for Zach Wilson and the Jets? What you got, 0-50 or to the max? Key, where you at?
To the max, super max. I'm afraid that this kid will never get off to the start that they hoped he would when they drafted him out of BYU with the second pick of the draft. I thought it was a reach then. I think it's a reach now. I thought that they, when you look at Trey Lance and Justin Fields and even Mac Jones to a degree, that film in college was probably slightly better. In fact, better. And their bodies are different. They're built different. All of those sort of things factored into everything for me with the New York Jets. But I am super concerned about a team that is trying to build around a quarterback that can't stay healthy.
My level of concern for Zach Wilson is a max. My level of concern for the Jets, though, is low. My realistic expectations for this team is I think they'll finish last. But I still like some of the pieces that they're developing. And I think Joe Douglas has been stockpiling talent as it relates to Zach Wilson being injury prone now, coming off injury. How will he come back? I think there are major questions around his upside and whether he can actually achieve that. The only tough thing is that Joe Douglas's career may be tied to that of Zach Wilson and Robert Saleh.
To the max, let's be honest. Based on what we've seen so far, Zach Wilson would not be the number two overall pick if you had to redo that draft. I mean, that's the bottom line, and that's the whole shooting match. I don't know what they have with Zach Wilson. He was coming on a little bit in the second half of the season. But I don't know. He does not look like he's going to be a star to me. That's very hurtful to the franchise. And given the injuries now, I'm to the max.
All right, we're playing to the max right here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio. Next team up, the Philadelphia Eagles. Jalen Hurts. Keyshawn, what's your level of concern for Jalen Hurts in Philly?
Zero. I have zero concern for Jalen Hurts in Philly. They went out and got A.J. Brown. We know what they have in Simon at the running back spot. We understand what Smith can be at the other receiver, the tight end, offensive line, defensively. A young head coach who turned things around in the middle of the season. Jalen Hurts, first time starting quarterback, gets him into the playoffs, run up against the Bucs. He has experience now. I don't understand, nor will I ever understand, why he's always linked to these young quarterbacks in college football right now as replacing him if he doesn't have a phenomenal season of sorts. He's better than these guys in college right now. He's a better quarterback than the guys that people want to tout in college.
Yeah, I'll say zero as well. I just like what this front office is doing as they continue to build. They traded for Chauncey Gardner-Johnson from the Saints on Monday. I just have a lot of confidence in Jalen Hurts and some of the pieces that he's been surrounded by right now, and they're the favorite in the NFC East.
If there was a 25, I would take it, but there's not, so I got to go 50. And the reason is this. For Jalen Hurts, for the Eagles to really do well in the playoffs, and I think they're going to get to the playoffs, Jalen Hurts has to see the middle of the field better. That's the next step for him. And because I don't know whether he will do that or not, I can't just assume he will.
Oh, stop sounding I will like give a him, Monday morning quarterback,
I will
Max.
Give him a – do you know – listen, he has a problem seeing the middle of the field, Key. He does a lot of other things well, but he doesn't do that well. What do you mean, stop? It's true. Or there wouldn't be any question at all, right?
And Aaron Rodgers has a problem seeing stadiums with Super Bowls, huh?
Yeah. And by the way, I say that too, don't I?
Wow. Okay. Wow. Last quarterback here on To The Max. Chicago Bears, Justin Fields. What's your level of concern there, Keith, for Justin Fields in Chicago?
Zero. Zero concern because Justin Fields is in his rookie season, and he has plenty of time left to get things around. I saw him against the Cleveland Browns last preseason game. He looked phenomenal, although it was preseason. Some of the things that he did was just outstanding. I'm not concerned with him at all. The team's not going to be good. Hopefully he stays healthy, and he just continues to learn how to be a professional NFL quarterback.
I'll go 50, not because of Justin Fields, but more so because I don't know what I'm getting with Matt Eberflus and also Ryan Poles yet. You look at, like, Tua, right? Our perception is starting to change on Tua because there's actual talent around him. Waddle, Tyreek Hill. And I wonder what pieces are going to be put in place for Justin Fields to show you his talent with the talent surrounding him.
And that's why I'm to the max. Because I think Justin Fields has a chance to be great. Like, sometimes you say a guy has a chance to be good. He has a chance to be great. However, there's a lot between here and greatness, right? And he has no offensive line. Now in year two, a new head coach to adapt to, no receivers. Because of the line, there's not going to be a great running game. Like, there's a whole lot for that team to do. Justin Fields is going to have to overcome that this year after last year. Like, they put him behind the eight ball. My concern is to the max. That's it. All right. Are we done, Shannon?
That's it.
That was the last one.
That's the last one. All right. So
to the max. 0-50 and to the max.
Yeah.
Yeah. Super max.
It's a good game.
Super max is good. I wish there was a 25.
Max Kellerman.
Yeah.
0-50 to the max.
What am I?
On what?
Clearly to the max.
Yeah. 0-50 to the max.
Yeah.
How many belts are there, Max?
How many belts?
Yeah.
Title belts. In boxing?
Yeah. Title belts.
There are four that people recognize, but I don't really care much about any of them. It's the Ring Magazine or the Lineal Championship that I care about, so there's really one to me. Okay. If Lamar Jackson and the Ravens can't get a deal done before the start of the season, you know what it's like, Key? All the belts are like, you win this bowl, you won that bowl. That doesn't mean you're the national champion. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, if Lamar Jackson and the Ravens can't get a deal done before the start of the season,
shame on them.
How much of a distraction will this be in Baltimore? Hey, Ravens, I got a secret for you. The number's $250 million, all guaranteed. It'll get done. But first, this word from Omega Accounting. Is your small or medium-sized business still recovering from the pandemic? Let Omega Accounting Solutions help. I'm going to tell you about how Omega can get your business a $26,000 refund for each employee with the Employee Retention Credit, or ERC. This powerful tax credit is based on the wages and health care costs you paid employees during the pandemic. That's right. This is money you already paid the government. And you can get it back for just keeping your employees working during that difficult time. Big business always getting bailed out, subsidized, right? What about the medium and small guy? What about that? What about you? Aren't you entitled to it? Call Omega at 800-704-2000 or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com and fill out the form for a free consultation. Omega is a BBB partner with 15 years experience navigating tax incentives. They've recovered over $300 million in cash. Cash ERC refunds for customers in the last 6 months alone. From restaurants to solar companies, your business could be next. But get started now by calling Omega 800-704-2000 or go to OmegaTaxCredits.com for a free consultation. And do it now before the government's filing window closes and this refund is gone for good.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do. Big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
He got the pep put back in his step. Look at this. Keyshawn J. Willimax, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app.
You make me happy.
Great way to check us out.
On that floor, Max.
Oh, yeah. Key is feeling it right now.
Man, it's just, it's holiday. Holiday season, get ready to come back up.
Holiday season, that's also football season. Guess who we have with us now, Key? The one and only Booger McFarland, ESPN football analyst. Boog, what's going on?
What's up, man? How we doing?
Boog ain't never been on another radio television show that does this type of music, huh, Boog?
I used to play this back in the day when I did local afternoon drive, Key. I mean, you know, you weren't the only one that had a previous radio career before ESPN.
Booger, John Gruden says his emails were shameful. I thought the wording was interesting. He kind of, even as he was supposedly taking responsibility, distanced himself from it, from what came about in these emails, not what I wrote. But anyway, he hopes to get another shot. What are the chances, do you think, that Gruden gets another coaching job in the NFL, Booger?
I don't think he'll coach again in the NFL, but I don't think that's the only way he can affect or be involved in the game of football. I think there are other ways. I know the NFL is the highest level. You know, him living here in Tampa, you know, I get a chance to see him here and there. And you know, he's got his offices that I'm sure he still goes to. And he's still watching tape and doing different things like that. But as far as just coaching in the NFL, I think being on that stage and being on that platform with everything that happened with the Las Vegas Raiders, I just don't know if he'll get that opportunity. But I mean, I've been wrong before, but I wouldn't bet on it.
Yeah, I don't think you would be wrong in this situation, Booger, in the National Football League. Now, there are certain, you know, regions, so to speak, in collegiate sports that may ignore the behavior that was put in those emails and forgiveness and things of that nature. That he may get a college shot because, you know, but it would be very difficult, I would think, to recruit in certain communities that he would have to recruit to be successful. So, you know, me, I don't necessarily see him being able to get another job. You know, I just don't. I know he wants to do it. It's football season. He's feeling it. His juices are flowing, but I just don't see it.
Yeah, you know, I think if I were a bet man, I'd probably lean that way. But here's the thing, Keith. You know, we live in a country, man, that if you fall on the sword, and I've said this for the longest, if you fall on the sword, people will forgive you, man. And people will – there's a tendency as time is gathered in between whatever took place and where you are currently, if there's enough time in there, people tend to lean toward being forgiven because guess what? Because we all ask ourselves the same question. What if I were that person? I would want to be forgiven. So I'm never going to say never, but because we are too close, I mean, it's only been a little over a year since all this went down. But again, I know based on a lot of things that we've seen in this country, if you just think about some of the events and some of the things that people have done, and we don't need to list them all, but just think about some of them and look where those people are now. And I just think that that just goes to show you that in our hearts, we want to believe that everybody is genuine and everybody is true, even though sometimes at the moment that whatever they did happens, you're like, oh, there's no way, no how, no way. And in turn, as time goes on, we tend to forgive people and move forward.
But Booger, you brought up something I thought interesting, if I take your meaning right. When you said everything that went on with the Raiders, in other words, like Deshaun Watson can have 24 civil cases against him. The real reason he gets another shot is because he's an excellent quarterback. But John Gruden's track record with the Raiders, and he had years to get that right, they just cut Leatherwood. He was a mid-first round pick. He lasted 1 year. Ruggs, you know, you have guys in jail. You have no one who gets to their second contract. The team didn't make the playoffs. Like, it's not like his track record is telling you in recent years, give this dude a head coaching job, right? I mean, that the issue is not just the emails, it would seem to me. It's also the recent track record.
Yeah, if you want to look at the recent track record, but when you think about this, I remember when John Gruden was the head coach of the Buccaneers, and I would turn around and look sitting on the floor in some of our defensive meeting rooms. There was Kyle Shanahan. He's tutored McVay. Like all these young guys that are called and we think are geniuses now, guess who they learn from?
Right.
They learn from John Gruden.
Right.
And I think when you understand that this is an offensive league and football has turned into a really an offensive game, he is still, and Keith can tell you this, I mean, he was able to get Keyshawn, who could not run me, he was able to get Keyshawn open for like 150 catches. So Gruden understands what he's doing from an offensive standpoint. So people are still going to value that. Now, whether or not he gets another opportunity, as I said, I don't know. But if you were just to talk about the offensive mind in the game of football, he's a top 20 offensive mind on any level in the game of football.
And Key, what about that? Not just forget it, but let's put aside how good he is as an offensive mind. The fact that he has influenced so many in the league who are now in positions of power, doesn't that mean that he may get looks that other guys wouldn't going forward?
He probably would, but I would push back on Boog for the simple fact of they don't want to associate themselves with such a thing, because when you align yourself with John Gruden, people going to start to think that you think the same way, that your mindset is the same way, even though it may not be. So I don't know that an owner or a general manager or a head coach would want to bring that into their building, knowing that it's going to be some fallout behind it. This is different than other things that we've seen. Like you mentioned, Max, and Booger knows this, when you can play, they going to sign you. A coach once told me many years ago, if Charles Manson can play football, somebody would get him out of jail and line him up to play if he could help them win games. That was many years ago. Times have completely changed in this day. In age, completely changed.
Yeah. Boog, listen, Billy Martin used to say, manager of the Yankees, used to say the same thing about war criminals. If they could play, if they could hit, you know, he'd play them. Boog, before I let you go, we spent the whole time on John Gruden. Let me ask you a quick one on Lamar Jackson. Key is adamant about this. Do not step on the field until you have a deal done. I think Lamar is a little different, and I've given up giving him advice because I'd have told him to sign for $100 million a year ago, you know? It seems to me he's worth about $250 million now. What would your advice be to him?
Well, I mean, my advice would be not to step on the field, and because he got the ultimate leverage. Because, like, if he goes in there right now, if he goes in there and says, hey, guys, here's what I want, I'm not playing. To me, that's the ultimate power play. But I don't think his personality and his mindset would do that. And I think the Ravens know that. And I think the Ravens are kind of playing on that. Because if they had any inclination or any thought process that he would do that, I think there will be more motivation to get this deal done. Because he's got right now, the only leverage that a player has, especially in his position, because the team has two franchise tags that they can hold over his head. So the only option he has for leverage is to withhold his services. And there's no better time to do that than right now on the precipice of the season. And if he did that, then that would mandate almost, hey, guys, we're not going to go into the season with Hundley, especially with all the expectations we have. We have to get Lamar signed. Now, I would do it. Key would do it. But Lamar's personality is not going to do that. I think the Ravens know that.
Yeah, well, Book, you said it, right? I would do it. Key would do it. You damn Skippy, I'm going to do it. It ain't even no question. In fact, they would have been told this back in January. Hey, man, y'all don't get my deal done by training camp. You know I'm not coming. You know I'm not going to be there opening the day. I would remind them every chance I got, walking past the weight room, training room, walkthroughs, whatever, Book. Give me my money, man.
Well, Key, what in your background makes you think that you would ever hold out for – oh, never mind. Okay. That's Booger McFarland, ladies and gentlemen, ESPN football analyst. Thanks, Boog.
Anytime, fellas.
All right, buddy.
Guys, start, bench, cut. In their primes. This is what's coming up. Start, bench, or cut. In their primes. Lamar Jackson, Michael Vick, Cam Newton. But first, Key has this word from Dr. Pepper.
Finally! The most wonderful time of year is up on us. Again, college football season, Dr. Pepper, the residents of Fanville invite you to reveal in another one-of-a-kind year of flexing your foam finger, humming your school's fight song, Max doesn't have one, in your sleep and thriving on a steady diet of buffalo chicken dip and post-game day commentary. All washed down with the rich, delicious Dr. Pepper, of course. Another Saturday is always just around the corner, so make sure your tailgate doesn't turn into a failgate and pick up a case of ice-cold Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app, tap the More tab on the bottom right, scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
So did you see this story about the couple in the stands in the baseball game?
Absolutely. Which one? There was two of them. There was one at the Oakland A's game, and then there's a recent one in Toronto.
I'm talking about Toronto.
All I saw was the headline that said aphrodisiac. And I was like, oh.
Yeah, they got.
Is baseball aphrodisiac? Okay. That's an interesting twist.
Take it away, Jay.
The problem with this conversation is it leads to places there. What's the most strange place? No, we're not going there.
I've seen it. I've seen at a game people in the corner.
Really?
in a large stadium getting after it.
Really?
Yeah. You know, I've seen it in other places, not at a stadium. I've seen adults do adult things.
Yeah.
No, not kind of just I've seen it. Let's just let's leave it at that.
Here's the question. At a baseball game, though, Jay, were they hitting singles, doubles, home runs, triples, or home runs? You know what I mean? Like, I've seen
swinging for the fences,
I've seen
man.
Even some really extra know. Base hits, but I've never seen singles? Someone with you a hit doubles? A home run. Yeah.
I don't know if they was really getting after it, though. It didn't look like it based on the video.
You saw a video? I just saw a picture. I didn't see the video.
No, I saw the, yeah.
All right.
Jeez.
So they were fooling around, but
forensics.
Not.
Yeah, it just looked like
no run scored.
No, let me ask you a question.
Yeah, it looked like they was having a conversation.
I'm the person, if I saw it, I'm not saying anything. I'm like, Amelia, don't look.
Right.
No, but if I was in that area, it would never happen because I'm gonna be looking and I'm gonna make them so uncomfortable they're gonna leave.
What do you mean? You're gonna go over there and take a front row seat?
No, if I'm in the area.
But if you're with your kid, Key, and a lot of people, you know, ballparks, especially day games, a lot of kids.
Well, if I was with my kids, I'm not gonna be in an area. First of all,
yeah, no, I already know where he's going.
Exactly. Yeah. We're not even gonna be
gonna be there.
Yeah, we're not gonna be up there. But if we are in the area, then you know, it would never have taken place because as soon as I would have saw something like that, I'd have been like looking at them and making noise. I would have threw ice cubes, anything. I mean, I just, you know, they would have been uncomfortable. But what makes a person do such a thing, though?
Alcohol is one hell of a drug.
I think the excitement of being in public, probably, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't know. You tell
me,
Max.
I said, oh, yeah, like that.
I don't know.
He said, oh, yeah.
Jay sounds like he has more knowledge about this than I do.
I mean, young single days, you pushed the boundaries.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure you did. I don't.
More risk averse.
You probably were. You probably were.
Max, Max is giving me right now.
I was just so happy when I got to be an adult and I had a place of my own where I could go. You know what I mean? There's enough. Growing up in New York, man, you do enough of this stuff outside because you have no choice. You finally have a place to go and you're still going outside. What's the matter with you?
Jobs, if they got jobs, their name's going to be in the paper. Yeah. It wasn't worth it anymore.
Start, bench, or cut in their prime. Lamar, Vic, Newton coming up. Cam coming up.
Hey-ho. Woo. One of those Sunday afternoon parties, Key, outside.
Ooh. Keyshawn, J. Willimax. We are presented by Progressive Insurance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, am I wrong, or did Yates have a little extra on it today?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Start, bench, or cut in their primes. I think this is a very interesting question. Because these are players who, with distance in terms of the time, it's hard to keep in your mind just what kind of an impression they made when your eyeballs were on them at their best. Mike Vick, Cam Newton, Lamar Jackson. And two of those guys won MVPs. Cam and Lamar. But Mike Vick was
He's the one, bro.
Huh?
He's the one.
Mike Vick, man. There was a moment, and I want to say it was 0-2, right? The 0-2 regular season? Where before you guys got him, Key, with that front seven in Tampa, where they ran off like 8 straight wins, something stupid, and Vic was said, remember those two dudes on the Vikings knocked each other out trying to tackle? I mean, he was doing things. He was unbelievable.
Key, I just feel like the combination of his arm and his ability, man, to run on the ground, it was just so different.
But as he said, he was the last one in, first one out. He wishes he knew knew then what he knows now.
Still prime, though, in his prime during that time? I've never seen anything better.
But then Cam Newton got to a Super Bowl, still had chances to win it late, and by the way, was the MVP of the league and voted by his peers best player in football right in the middle of Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers, all these guys prime. And now we have Lamar Jackson, who also won an MVP and might have messed around and won the Super Bowl if the team was healthy, and he was healthy last year. He was having a great year. Start, bench, cut, Key. How you got it?
I'm going to probably – there's no probably. I'm going to start Cam.
Because he went to the Super Bowl?
Well, he went to the Super Bowl. He was by far, at a 2-3-year period, the best player in the NFL, best quarterback in the NFL, regardless of style. Took a team to the Super Bowl, obviously ran up against a tough Denver Broncos defense. Then I moved to benching Lamar. Benching Lamar, another guy won MVP, took the league by storm. has never really had any top line wide receivers to go with, but continue to just flourish regardless. And we've seen them with and without him. And then I'm going to bench Vic. I like Vic. I thought Vic was exceptional. There's no question about it. But there was things that you could do from a defensive standpoint that can take him completely out of a game.
Like what?
Line up the Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense.
Yeah, but that was one of the greatest defenses ever
assembled.
Keith, let me
line
tell you
up the Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense.
Let me tell you how good Vic was that year. Watching what Tampa's defense did to Vic, I forgot what week in the season it was, but it was like more than halfway through the season. I was on Around the Horn at the time, right? I started picking Tampa to win the Super Bowl based on what the defense did to Vic. Like, yes, he could be stopped, but by one of the greatest defenses ever that was so good that once they stopped them, contemporaries were going, they might win the Super Bowl. And they did.
See, Key, I'm with you on Cam. Even though I would probably start Vic, I would bench Cam. The only reason that I would cut Lamar is because I don't know if we've seen the best of Lamar yet. Even though he had an MVP season, we talk about the way other guys.
That's why I'm not cutting him.
That's good. I mean, but yeah, the conversation
actually
could change
that,
in a
take
year.
Take your logic, Jay, and that's why what I'm doing is starting Lamar, benching Cam, and cutting Vic.
Oh my God.
The reason I'm cutting Vic is what Vic came out and said years later showed up. Like what I mean
prime.
Is it showed up in the field in his prime. Like the Eagles stopped him that same season. The Eagles stopped him. It was the second to last game ever played at the Vet. I was there for that game, freezing cold, underdressed, but I was there for that game. And Vic didn't advance in those playoffs past the Eagles and lost to the Bucs. And yes, these were excellent teams, but that thing he said where he didn't make the most of his gifts, I thought showed up in the biggest moments. And if you could take his brain, let's say when he was with the Eagles, and put it in his body when he was with the Falcons, now, yeah, I might start him. But that's not what happened. So I'm starting Lamar for the same reason you're cutting him, because he's already won an MVP, and we haven't even seen the best of him, I feel like, yet. Cam, you got to have on there. He made a Super Bowl. He was the MVP. And Key probably... your order is probably the most correct based on the facts, but based on what I still think Lamar can do, I got to start him. Oh, Yates wants in? Who just got in my ear?
That was me. I got a question for you. So,
yeah,
just running, period.
Yeah.
These quarterbacks as runners, start, bench, or cut one? Just runners.
I'm a start Lamar.
Yep.
I'm starting Lamar. I'm benching Vic, and I'm cutting Cam.
Yeah.
Whoa. The guy that got more touchdowns on the ground than Earl Campbell and them guys?
Yeah, but I don't care about no one-yard plunge. That doesn't mean anything to me.
I think I saw a stat that said he had like 49 design runs the year he ran for 1,000 before that was a cool thing to do.
You know what's amazing about that question? I never thought I'd see a guy run better than Vic at the quarterback position, right? If you're watching him, you're like, no way. But I have to agree. Start Lamar, cut Vic, bench Vic,
I'm
cut Cam.
I'm shocked that you guys, 30 seconds. I'm shocked that all y'all cutting Cam. I thought one
of
y'all
I got to cut Cam. Cam is good from the goal line, but I can turn around and hand the ball to my fullback.
Yeah, Cam was amazing, though, at his size. Mobile
that
artillery unit.
Which
head coach needs a playoff win more? Don't tell me I'm being crazy right now, because I think this is a legit question. I'm just going to phrase it like this. Who needs a playoff win more, Mike McCarthy or Bill Belichick? Not to save his job. Who just needs it more, Belichick or McCarthy? Coming up, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.